Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 88, mostly clear tonight, low around 67. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. The annual Johnsonville Days event wrapping up this weekend. Activities today include a church service and Cisney FFA program in the Johnsonville Park. That's set to begin at 10:30 a.m. and a chicken dinner being served starting at noon. That'll be in the Raritan building. More news after this break.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career I can be proud of and supporting my family.
America's veterans are on their most important tour, the tour of their lives.
I'm a veteran. My victory was going from homeless to home.
At DAV, we're on a mission to help veterans get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran, and my victory was finishing my education.
DAV offers veterans of all generations a lifetime of support for victories great and small.
My victory was proving that disability is not a limitation.
My victory was getting my service dog and new best friend.
We help more than a million veterans every year as they face and conquer their challenges.
My victory is being able to be there for my family.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Double D, and you can tune in to my show Afternoons with the Double D on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com from 1 to 4. Two businesses that are sponsors are A&D Auto Parts on West Main Street in Fairfield and Albion Auto Parts, located on East Walnut Street in Albion. If you're searching for car parts, they have them in stock. The phone number for A&D Auto Parts is 618-842-7588. Albion Auto Parts can be reached at 618-445-3011.
SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Centralia has been recognized as a high-performing hospital for 2019 and 2020 by U.S. News & World Report. SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital earned a high-performing rating for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The award was in recognition of care that was significantly better than the national average as measured by factors such as patient outcomes. High performing is the highest rating U.S. News awards for that type of case. St. Mary's President Damon Harbison says this is the second consecutive year that St. Louis's hospital has received the high performing designation. The annual procedures and conditions ratings, now in their fifth year, are designed to assist patients and their doctors in making informed decisions about where to receive care for common conditions and elective procedures. Traffic was tied up on Interstate 57 in Franklin and Williamson counties Saturday night after a semi reportedly caught fire. There was no immediate word on what caused the semi to catch fire. I-57 was reported to be down to one lane as of late Saturday night while cleanup efforts were underway. Drivers reported traffic backed up for miles on the interstate. In other news, a Johnston City teacher and baseball coach was arrested Friday and charged with 5 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and 4 counts of criminal sexual assault in Williamson County. State police announced the arrest of 50-year-old Trevor Clark of Pittsburgh, Illinois, Friday, following a joint investigation with Johnston City Police. Clark has had 2 stints as Johnston City baseball's head coach, first from 1998 to 2011, with his most recent stint starting in 2014. Aggravated criminal sexual abuse is a Class 2 felony, carrying a possible sentence of 3 to 7 years in the Department of Corrections and 2 years mandatory supervised release. Criminal sexual assault is a Class 1 felony, carrying a possible sentence of 4 to 15 years in the Department of Corrections and 2 years mandatory supervised release. Reports said Clark is being held at the Williamson County Jail on a $500,000 bond. In a statement, the Johnston City School District said they were made aware of the arrest Friday and will pursue its own investigation into the situation. A group calling itself the Illinois Separation is holding a rally today for their petition drive in Richland County. The rally will take place at the venue at 303 South Fair Street in Olney from 2 to 4:30 p.m. today. Public's invited to join them for conversation and speakers from the Patriots Alliance. Friends are welcome to speak as well. Petitions for all Illinois counties will be available to sign, as well as blank ones to take home to collect from other citizens. The Illinois Separation, known as TIS, is a grassroots effort seeking to separate the majority of Illinois from the Chicago area over what it calls constant government failure and constitutional infringements. Inventors of a new post-harvest wash for fresh vegetables and a kitchen appliance that provides fresh lettuce came away winners of a national competition known as the Food Disruption Challenge. The Chicago-based Institute of Food Technologists sponsored the event. Judges picked Austin-based Enso Lucione and its new fresh vegetable wash for the top prize. Kenton Harmer is the company's CEO.
We've got to give practices to the growers that are financially reasonable, that are environmentally reasonable, that are easy to manage and profitable. And we've got to have practices around food safety that don't just continue to increase the risk to workers.
The challenge's People's Choice Award went to Evansville, Indiana-based Heliponics. Company CEO Scott Massey says they plan to target Northeast Illinois later this year to sell the company's grow pod. It's a hydroponic vegetable and fruit-growing kitchen appliance.
A recurring subscription of seed pods with all the nutrients you need, and you simply plug and place them into the system. And we have a proprietary design on this product, this grow pod, that's able to yield a full head of greens on a daily basis. So what we are doing is truly democratizing agriculture for the masses.
It was the second year for the IFT contest. The two food sector companies received $30,000 in prize money. A new state law aims to move Illinois towards equal pay for working women, Kim Howard reports.
The law prohibits employers from asking job applicants about their salary history. In the past, that's left women, and especially minority women, with a lower paycheck than their male colleagues, says Governor Pritzker.
The hiring process serves one purpose and one purpose only: finding the best person for the job. It's no longer acceptable to wring quality work out of capable women at a discounted rate.
Pritzker says on average, women in Illinois make 79 cents for every dollar a man earns. The new law takes effect 60 days from now. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
An unexpected issue cropped up in Decatur this summer, and now the Department of Natural Resources has been called in to mitigate. The invasion of the Asian carp has threatened Lake Decatur. DNR Sergeant John Williamson indicates the Asian carp has become a huge problem in the Midwest in recent years, and they can ruin an ecosystem in a hurry.
You know, it kind of popped up pretty quick. I'm not sure exactly how it happened, but down below the dam, the water fluctuates, and I think it finally fell out enough, because usually it gets pretty dry down there. Yeah. Well, once the water falls out and doesn't stop coming to the spot at Lake Decatur, it can trap fish in there, and I think this year it trapped a bunch of invasive species, the bighead carp. So now they've got a project underway to kind of hurry up, get in there, and get the bighead carp out, which is a good thing. They really can hurt the ecosystem of a waterway, change it, and not for the better. So they're plankton feeders, most of them, and some of them feed on mussels. It's just depending on the type of bighead carp that's there. There's like 3 or 4 different, maybe 5 different varieties of them, and they just feed on certain things, and they breed so quickly that they can just overrun an ecosystem. So if it's a plankton feeder, they will clear all the plankton out. So then your minnows, your smaller bait fish, your small game fish, that sort of thing, don't have the normal things that they feed on. That's the kind of things that can happen.
Williamson explains these fish were being farmed in Arkansas, and flooding allowed them to expand to the Mississippi River. He calls it a catastrophe that has resulted in agencies spending millions of dollars to keep them out.
We don't want to get them in our big bodies of water. So what has happened is, and where they're pretty sure where all these carp came from, was that they were farming these fish in Arkansas. And what happened in 93? Flooded out all that area. It flooded those fish rearing ponds down in Arkansas. And when the water receded, what did it do? It brought those fish into the Mississippi River. So this, because it is a catastrophe about these flying carp and different things going on, started just in 1993 and has already become an epidemic problem that they're worried about them getting in the Great Lakes. You know, they're spending millions and millions of dollars to keep them out of the Great Lakes. So that's how quickly something like this can take place.
Williamson indicates Asian carp have overtaken Midwest waterways in just 26 years. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary and will keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs it. But only about 3% of the population donates. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. When you make your appointment to donate blood at redcrossblood.org/missing types, you can help give strength to kids, parents, and grandparents who face life and death challenges. From cancer patients to accident survivors waiting for critical surgeries, your generosity can give someone more life. Don't wait until the letters A, B, and O are missing from hospital shelves. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 31-year-old West Salem resident Benjamin K. Luthy died Thursday at his home. He was a farmer most of his life, and he loved cows. He enjoyed playing his guitar and lifting weights. Surviving are his parents, Mike and Connie, a sister, Megan Hunter, and a niece, Katie Hunter. He's also survived by one uncle and four aunts. Visitation for family and friends of Benjamin K. Luthy will be Monday evening from 5 to 7 at the Zion United Methodist Church in West Salem. A graveside service will be held Tuesday morning at 10 at Little Wabash Cemetery in West Salem. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Carmi resident Terry L. Fry died Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. Terry was retired from the military and served in the Army. He loved fishing and watching birds. He's survived by his wife of 35 years, Gaylene S. Fry, a son, Randall Warren, daughter, Esther Fry, and a brother, Robert Fry Jr., along with three grandchildren. Funeral services for Terry L. Fry will be held Wednesday at 4 p.m. at the Stenebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Family and friends may visit from 2 p.m. until the time of service. Military rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion and VFW at service time. In lieu of flowers or gifts, memorials can be made to the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi to defray funeral expenses. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they are updated regularly at our website, which can be found at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Here's what's going on, brought to you by Rhodes Collision. Rhodes Collision Body Shop is a complete auto body repair shop. Owner Dustin Hooper also offers detailing and spray-in bed liners of the highest quality. Remember, all roads lead to Rhodes Collision.
Here's what's going on Saturday, August the 10th. The 100th Bone Gap Chowder will be held at the Bone Gap Chowder Grounds. Things will start with a tractor show and garden tractor show at 9 a.m. There will be a craft fair, a giant inflatable slide, and kids' tractor and train rides. Lunch will be served at noon, and chowder will be served at 4. The Grayville Senior Citizen Center will have a fish fry fundraiser on Saturday, August 10th, beginning at 5 p.m. Cost is by donation, and everyone is welcome. The Fairfield Coin Club will be meeting at Frontier Community College on Sunday, August the 11th. Doors will open at 11 and the meeting and auction will start at 1:30. And the Albion Senior Citizen Center will be having a fish fry fundraiser on Sunday, August the 11th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's $10 for adults and 10 and under eat for $5.
My name is Judy Teeter and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involve a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone, for Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org/callskill.
Here's your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, Oakland beat the St. Louis Cardinals 8-3. The Cubs jumped back into first place in the National League Central Division as they beat Milwaukee 4-1. Philadelphia over the Chicago White Sox 3-2. The New York Mets beat Pittsburgh 7-5. And Atlanta tops Cincinnati 5-4. Cardinals and Oakland wrap up their series out west today. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 2:10 this afternoon. Cubs will take on the Brewers, and the White Sox are at Philadelphia today. Sisney Middle School softball and baseball practice will start Monday. Softball practice will run from 9 to 11 a.m., and baseball practice from 5 to 7 p.m. All players must have a current physical form and an insurance waiver form on file in the middle school before they're allowed to practice. Frontier Community College Bobcat softball team hosting a softball camp at Southwest Park this coming Saturday. The camp is open to 4th through 8th graders and will include instruction on hitting, fielding, base running, agility, throwing, and footwork from members of the 2019-2020 Bobcat softball team. Camp hours are 8:30 to 11 a.m. for grades 4 through 6 and 12:30 to 3 p.m. for grades 7 and 8. Cost is $35 per camper, and that includes a free T-shirt. Registration is the day of the camp this coming Saturday. Campers should bring a glove, bat, tennis shoes, or cleats, and water. That's your sports update for today.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data. Save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney at the Oakland Coliseum, where today Adam Wainwright will try to keep the Cardinals in the game and help the Redbirds earn a split with Oakland after the A's won 8-3 last night.
It was a clunker last night. Nothing went well for the Cardinals. They walked 8 Oakland A batters. 8-3 Oakland victory, a home run late, and a pinch hit home run, in fact, by Pinder was a big blow in the game, but the Cardinals just couldn't get anything going, and a rough way to start this road trip.
Marcell Ozuna returned from the injured list and had a hit in the ball game. Perhaps Matt Carpenter will be back with the team on this road trip. He's supposed to join the club. And the Cardinals go with Wainwright today, trying to even up the road record. They're just a game under 500 on the road.
Well, Adam's been a stopper in his career, and they need him to do that again.
The Cardinals dropped an 8-3 game in Oakland last night. Wainwright against Tanner Roark today. And we're on the air at 2:10 Central.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And the Fairfield area weather, sunny today, a high near 88, mostly clear tonight, a low around 67, sunny Monday, a high near 89, partly sunny Tuesday, 30% chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high near 90, mostly sunny Wednesday, a high of 88, partly sunny Thursday, slight chance of showers and storms, a high near 86, and partly sunny Friday, another chance of showers and storms, a high of 85. 68 has been today's low. The present Fairfield temperature is 69.